We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey guys, I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know. I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Rhodes. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Figgy Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. Can't believe you didn't use the Raiders of the Lost Ark theme. Solana, you're slipping.
I've been playing this song now for J. Fig for the past couple weeks. You're right. I got lazy there.
Slipping.
Yeah.
J. Fig joining the program. Hello, Figgy.
Hello.
You have a good weekend?
I sure did. How are you guys? How was your weekend?
Very good. It was good. It was good. J. Fig joins us at the end of every show, and she gives us a searing pain movie review. If you heard the open there, it says cinema. J. Fig knows it, but the comedy there is she really doesn't. And that's why it's searing pain,
no,
Solana.
Searing pain.
There it is.
Absolute searing pain.
Wow.
On time. Ready to roll.
Happy Monday.
Missed out on Raiders of the Lost Ark, but he was ready to roll with searing pain,
no,
Solana.
Searing pain.
There it is.
Absolute searing pain.
Wow. So J. Fig comes on. We assign her movies. She watches them and then gives a review. She posts her entire review on her Instagram account, J Fig Radio, letter J F I G Radio, and she gives you a little video beforehand, let you know what's going on in her life. You got a hot tub shot of J Fig on this one. So many guys been wanting to see in the hot tub. She's in the hot tub. So check out her Instagram, J Fig Radio. So the movies we gave you over the weekend, Figgy. I gave you Revenge of the Nerds, which is so good. Dono gave you Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox. Solana gave you The Package, which apparently is on Netflix. And Dan Day, yeah, I'd never heard of it either. Dan Day gave you The Jerk, the legendary movie from Steve Martin. Which movie did you select, Figgy?
Every movie you give me is not available anywhere.
Really? Revenge of the Nerds you can't see anywhere?
No, so it says Hulu, and when I pressed Hulu, it says not available, and it's so irritating.
Oh, because I actually thought about watching it this weekend after I'd given it, because I haven't seen it in so long. I was like, maybe I'll watch Revenge of the Nerds, but I didn't really even look for it.
Yeah, so it's nowhere. But I ended up seeing Solana's choice, which was The Package.
So The Package, Solana, I think one of the texters on Friday said that it's trippy or something like that. So what is your review of it?
How was it trippy is my question. It was really entertaining. It was so funny. It was basically about a group of teens who go camping and things happen. And you just have to see it for yourself. I don't even want to give away.
Is there anyone in there that I would recognize?
Yeah, so the girl who was in Blockers.
Oh, right. We had talked about that because we were talking about John Cena.
Correct.
Which girl?
And also, her name is... Geraldine?
Like the main teenage daughter?
Name's not going to help me. It's you're going to have to tell me her character from Blockers.
You're right. Okay, let's see.
Solana, little help here?
No, I mean, Jay Fig usually much quicker with
was
the
she,
Google
Was she
searches.
Like the blonde girl, like the main teenage girl
her
from
name,
Block?
Her name was Kayla. She was the daughter of John Cena, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. So the athletic one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, she was funny in Blockers. I love Blockers. All right. So you watched the package. You liked it. What did you think of her review there, Solana?
Did she give a review?
Yeah, she said a bunch of people go. Yeah.
Is there much to say about the film, though?
That's what I'm
asking
Solana.
It's very direct to the point.
It was great. Great job, J-Fig.
No, I mean, is that correct?
It's exactly what I just said.
No, I mean, yes, people go camping. What's crazy about this film or what's fun about it is that the thing you'd expect the least to happen happened. And it's one of the craziest scenarios I think ever put in a movie. And not because it's this fantastic film. It's just one of those movies where you're like, wow, I can't believe this is what I'm watching. And it really, it keeps threading the needle and goes places further and further that you wouldn't expect a film with a bunch of kids to go. And it's hilarious.
How do you feel about his synopsis there, Jay Fig?
He's just expanding on it, giving you more curiosity to just watch it. Okay. It's really funny.
All right. Do you feel like he stole some of your thunder during this review? Do you feel like he kind of pushed you to the side and took over the segment?
You know how he is. He tries to sell you, and he'll continue until he has no other point. Yeah.
He's a grifter. He's a grifter.
I mean, to be fair, Jay Fig had the jacuzzi shot. I obviously can't.
It's a synopsis of
I
my
can't
weekend,
battle
okay?
with that. I can't battle with that. So I had to take the movie review for me.
All right. How many mozzarella sticks did you give it, Jay Fig?
I gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Really? 8.5 mozzarella sticks. What would you have given it, Solana?
I'd probably give it like a 6, to be honest.
Really?
See, it's
because
I have more humor than you. That's why.
Oh, okay.
All right. She's got more humor than you.
Right.
All right. So you can see her entire movie review, including the jacuzzi. It's at JFig Radio on Instagram. Today is Harrison Ford's 78th birthday. Now, have you ever heard of him, Figgy?
We've established this, and yes.
All right. So I'm just making sure. Harrison Ford, a legendary actor. He's got a plethora of incredible movies. We were kind of guessing today that maybe you haven't seen any.
I heard you.
What Harrison Ford movie have you seen? Like Star Wars?
I've seen Star Wars, but I've also seen Air Force One.
Oh, that's the movie I was going to give you.
Ooh,
I'm so bummed. You saw Air Force One. Wow, interesting. All right, then I'll have to go off the grid here. I'm going to give you, we're all going to give you Harrison Ford movies. I watched Air Force One with my son this weekend. He had never seen it. It's a great movie. I don't care what anybody says. Get off my plane. It's a great line. Legendary line. All right. So Harrison Ford, and you remember in Star Wars, he played Lando Calrissian, of course.
No, he didn't. Stop.
Oh, he didn't? I'm sorry. I may have gotten that wrong.
Nice try.
My bad. Searing pain. Searing pain, everybody.
Trying me here.
All right. I couldn't believe it when Harrison Ford turned out to be Luke's sister. That was crazy.
I'm so over you.
All right. The movie I'm going to give you, I gave my Mount Rushmore of Harrison Ford movies earlier today on Twitter. One of them on there was Mosquito Coast. Have you ever heard of The Mosquito Coast?
I actually have not, no.
It is an excellent Harrison Ford movie. I believe River Phoenix is in it as well, the late River Phoenix. The Mosquito Coast is the Harrison Ford movie that I am assigning to you. Alex Dono, what are you going to give Fig for tonight?
Well, this might be a little too obvious, but assuming Jay Fig hasn't seen it, which is probably a safe assumption, I am going with the movie that really reinvented the adventure genre, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Have you seen that, Jay Fig?
Honestly, no. No, I
haven't.
Okay,
there we go.
That's the original. That's the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I mean, I wouldn't want to give them to her out of order. That'd be too confusing. So Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, a legend. It's on the Mount Rushmore of Harrison Ford movies. It's a legendary movie. Alejandro Solana, what are you going to give Figgy for tonight?
This is actually one of my favorite Harrison Ford movies and one of my favorite movies of all time. And plus, anytime Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones get together, you know it's going to be a banger. This is
a good one.
The Fugitive.
Yes.
Legendary movie.
I thought I did, and I'd never seen it. I'm kind of mad at myself.
You should.
All right.
You really should.
There you go. That's a good one. The Fugitive from Alejandro Solana. And Dan Day, what is going to be the movie you give Figgy for tonight?
My favorite all-time Harrison Ford movie is Blade Runner, but I've already suggested that. And when I did suggest it, Figgy had about as much interest in watching it as A Clockwork Orange. So
I don't even like Blade Runner.
I don't even remember saying that.
No,
you don't. Like, I'm a huge sci-fi geek, and I kind of think Blade Runner's a little bit overrated. It's so slow. And, like, I don't dislike it. Like, I've watched it 3 or 4 times. I just think it's a little overrated.
Well, very few things pair better than true crime and Amish culture. So I am going to give you Witness.
I know what he's
going to
say. Witness. Oh, such a great movie. Such a great movie. Witness with Harrison Ford. So I have given you The Mosquito Coast. Dono has given you Raiders of the Lost Ark. Solana has given you, what'd you give her?
Fugitive.
The Fugitive, and Dan Day has given you Witness. Are you prepared to meet your assignment head on tonight and conquer it?
Always.
Well, then there's nothing left for us to say other than we'll see you at the
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.